Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're aiming to give you, parents and teachers, a quick look at some of the content students are engaging with today in The Juice app. So first up, something from Namibia about Arabian horses being used in therapy with kids.
Yeah, it's a program called Enabling Through the Horse. Susan DeMeyer runs it, and it gets support from the Namibian Equestrian Association.
And it sounds like it's getting some recognition.
Mm-hmm. The International Equestrian Association noted the horse's sensitivity, their intuition. Apparently, Arabian horses are quite good for this.
The piece mentions specific horses, Farana, Lancia, and a miniature one, Bonzi.
That's right. And it makes the point that, you know, Arabian horses tend to be a bit smaller, which can make them feel less intimidating for children.
Okay, that makes sense. And the reported benefits.
Well, they observed a calming effect on the children, and also a boost in their self-esteem from interacting with the horses.
Interesting. So for parents or teachers, a discussion point could be maybe how animals affect our emotions.
Definitely. Or just the different ways animals help people in general. Lots to talk about there.
Okay. Moving on, there was also something about the Canadian election results.
Uh-huh. Bit of a surprise, it seems. Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Liberal Party pulled off a win.
And the reason behind that was?
Well, the summary suggests it was largely a reaction, a backlash, against President Trump's tariffs, and some comments he apparently made about maybe annexing Canada.
Wow. Okay, so that impacted the election significantly.
It seems so. The Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, didn't fare well. Poilievre actually lost his own seat.
And Carney made a statement.
Yeah, something about defending Canada against, you know, American influence.
Yeah.
The piece also mentioned the Liberals had been struggling earlier.
Right, and Trudeau's resignation sort of changed the narrative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a quote from a historian, Robert Bothwell, basically saying Trump's comments really hurt the Conservatives.
So a potential discussion topic here is how events in one country can ripple out and affect another.
For sure. And also the role of leadership, public opinion.
Yeah.
How that all plays into elections.
Got it. Next up, something quite different, a new color.
Yeah, this was fascinating. Scientists claiming they found a way to make people perceive a new color. They're calling it Olo.
How did they do that?
They used lasers to stimulate the retina directly. Scientists from UC Berkeley and University of Washington using a device called an OZ. The findings were published in Science Advances.
A new color. It's hard to even imagine.
I know. One of the researchers, Ren Eng, tried to explain it with an analogy like seeing a completely novel blue-green shade that doesn't exist in nature.
So the lasers triggered the cone cells in a new pattern.
Essentially, yes. In a way that normal light just doesn't. But there is some skepticism. Yeah, British scientist John Barber questioned if it was truly a new color experience or more of a an unusual perception based on the stimulation. He did acknowledge the technology itself was quite an achievement, though.
Right. So for kids, this could lead to talking about how our senses work, perception.
Absolutely. And how scientific breakthroughs happen, the whole process of discovery, and, well, peer review, too.
Okay. The Juice also featured a quote today from Vera Wang.
Ah, yes. Success isn't about the end result. It's about what you learn along the way.
A good one. And they gave some background on her.
They did. Mentioned she's an influential Asian-American fashion designer, famous for bridal gowns, of course. Used to be a fashion editor at Vogue. Launched her own line back in 91.
Known for intricate designs, right? Luxurious fabrics.
Mm-hmm. Timeless style. Top designer. Lots of famous clients.
So the quote is a great prompt to discuss, well, what success even means.
Exactly. Is it just the outcome? Or is the journey, the learning, just as important? We could talk about perseverance, setting goals, all that. Good stuff. Okay, what else? Something about potential Medicaid cuts.
Yes, shifting gears again. This piece looked at discussions in Congress where some Republicans are considering cuts to Medicaid, possibly to offset recent tax cuts.
This relates back to President Trump's goal of a big, beautiful bill and reducing the deficit.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
The target mentioned was reducing the deficit by about $880 billion. And Medicaid is a huge program.
How many people does it cover?
Around 72 million low-income individuals. So cutting it presents pretty big political challenges.
Because many recipients are in Republican states, too.
That's the point made, yeah. And some Republican House members are apparently worried about how cuts might look heading into the 2026 midterms.
Is there an argument being made for the cuts beyond just deficit reduction?
Well, some argue it's about efficiency, removing people who aren't actually eligible anymore, but analysts quoted seem skeptical that you could save that much money without actually impacting people who rely on the program.
So a discussion starter here could be how government funding works. Different views on healthcare. Yeah, and the real-world impact of these big policy decisions. It affects a lot of people.
Okay, one last item mentioned was about the Academy Awards. New rules.
Two main things. First, for Best Picture voters, they now have to actually prove they watched all the nominated films,
How do they prove it?
either through a special streaming service the Academy provides or by submitting a formal affirmation. So, no more honor system for that category.
Interesting. And the second rule.
That one's about artificial intelligence, AI. It says AI can't be the primary creative force behind a nominated film.
Was there something specific that prompted that?
It mentions the controversy around a film called The Brutalist, which apparently used AI for enhancing accents or something similar.
Got it. So this opens up discussions about, well, judging art, critical evaluation.
Right, and also the whole evolving role of technology in creative fields like film, plus the ethical side of using AI in art and entertainment.
Okay, so that's quite a mix of topics for just one day in the juice.
It really is. So thanks for joining us
And we'll see you next time.
for another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.